Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great, because we now have a new book and 23 amazing chapters. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is Nursed in the Desert. Now listen carefully. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not yet born when his father Abdullah died. Amina, the Prophet Muhammad's mother, was left alone. When the little boy was born, she was very happy. She thought of her baby as being very special. There was a custom among the Arabs of that time for little children to be brought up in the desert. They thought that was the best for them. So they sent them to live with the desert tribal women who looked after these foster children as their own. Halima, Sadia, and her family lived in the desert. They were very poor. Their donkey was very old, and their she-camel gave no milk. Halima had a little son, but he was always hungry. She had no milk to give him. Halima came to Mecca with some other desert women. Boys and girls, do you know where Mecca is? That's right. Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. The townspeople gave their children to these women to take to the desert. The Prophet Muhammad's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, was also looking for a nurse for his grandson. But the desert women did not want to take little Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They thought, he is an orphan. His grandfather and his mother have nothing. It was already evening and Halima had not found any child to take with her. So she said to her husband, let me take that orphan boy with me. Nobody wants to take him. Her husband said, do it. Maybe Allah will bless us because of him. Halima then took care of little Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they left Mecca. They only stopped when they reached the desert. Halima's husband went to milk the she-camel. He said in surprise, the she-camel has lots of milk. All of them drank the milk and then happily went to sleep. Boys and girls, do you have milk before you go to sleep? That's good. It's good for your teeth. It's also good for your bones. So well done. In the morning, Halima's husband said, Halima, you have taken a blessed boy. Halima's friends were surprised at how Halima's camel was now giving lots of milk. And Halima's old donkey started being able to walk very fast. Halima's tribe lived in an area of desert where nothing grew. All of them went hungry. But when little Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to live with them, everything changed. Now Halima's sheep and her camel always had lots of milk. People began to say, let's graze our sheep and our camels where Halima takes her flocks. Her animals are well fed and they always give lots of milk. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew up and returned to his mother. but his mother died soon afterwards. He then went to live with his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Then, when his grandfather died, the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, became his carer. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Do you want to whisper to your mummy and daddy? Okay. Well, let me tell you. It teaches us that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father was called Abdullah, but he had died before the Prophet was born. The Prophet was an orphan. The Prophet's mummy was called Amina. His grandfather was called Abdul Muttalib. The Prophet's uncle was called Abu Talib. Now, some of the miracles that you heard there, such as Halima's donkey was old and slow, but when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to live with them, the donkey became, that's right, very fast. Even Halima's she camel, in the beginning it gave no milk, but when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to live with them, the she camel started giving lots of milk. Wow, that's amazing, subhanAllah. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So, like always, let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? Let's say after three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. So let's pray together. Are you ready? Okay. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.